spice. If you got good beer, here a little tip that I'd like to relate. I said, man, fish pie, if you got good beer,
here's a little tip. Well, maybe there's a little tip in here that we'd like to relate. How you doing, Leaf?
Not too shabby. How you doing, Dip?
I am doing pretty good. I'm glad to see you in.
Yeah.
I know we're still waiting for steelhead season to open up.
Oh, man. Just anticipation is killing me.
I knew it would be, but...
Oh, my God.
I wasn't sure I'd actually get you back in on a... on a pre-opening,
I thought about being like the Daily Show and taking like a month off for no reason, but you know, still something to talk about. Always
there's
something to talk
always
about
something
there.
To talk about. I mean, you brought me a great big giant, I mean, probably the biggest kind of fly. I guess you could call those flies.
It's still a fly.
It is a fly.
If it's on your fly rod, it's a fly, I guess.
Okay, great big giant
bass
plug made out of foam.
Yep. Yeah.
There's actually no feathers on that thing at all.
No. I'm sure our predecessors would be super proud of me rolling over in their grave if they saw that. But yeah, no, that's that one I'd been promising you for a while there, one of those bass poppers that I'd been using this summer and having some fun with.
It does look like there's a few teeth marks on it.
Yep, they already chewed on the booty of that one.
Yeah.
That's been used, and I like how you hung it up there with the old G. Brown.
Yeah.
I love his songs about fishing and the Met How.
I thought Greg would be the perfect guy to hold on to that fly for me. This whole wall gets picked, photographed a lot.
So. I really hope when he gets into town next, I sucker him into the boat and get him out there fishing for
sure. You
know,
we should work on that. Because
maybe he'll lose a boot heel in my boat.
Yeah. Well, when he was here last time, I was visiting with him out behind the barn, and we were just watching the river go and chit-chatting and so on. And I'm sure that he'd be, if he's got enough time, would be very...
Yeah, I know those musicians are always busy.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a schedule thing. But
right.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, it'd be super cool. No kidding. It'd be really cool. Yeah, so, no, just kind of looking forward to steelhead, definitely. But it's still that time of the year where, you know, I was looking at the weather report, and there's definitely a good window coming up here. Looks like after Sunday clears up a little bit, and could be a good chance to get up in there for that last strikeout into the hills. And I had been suggesting Roger Lake to a friend of mine today when she was asking what else she could do besides steelhead, because that's not opening, and she's over from Montana.
Mm-hmm.
You know, larch hunting and fish hunting at the same time. You could probably even get up there the way there to Tiffany and get into some great-looking brookies, because it is the fall, and they got those fall spawning dress on, too. And,
oh, cool.
And for that matter, I was going to mention Upper and Lower Rock Lake, with that Upper Rock Lake having so many beautiful, nice brookies in there. Maybe not the larches, but a few, I'm sure, there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, and just been out here poking around still up to Frost again and over to even over to Big Twin a couple times, and just testing out my old-fashioned traditional British spider, they call it, just thread on a hook with some wire and some feather up front there,
good.
A little bit of soft hackle, and I think it just kind of looks like a calabatus, and I usually, I think I talked about this bug maybe this time last year because it's one of my favorite ones in the fall, but I like to put floatant on into about 3-finger width from the bug, and it allows it to sink down about that far underneath the film. And then you just see that fish just kind of come up, and you see a little boil, and you see a line straighten.
Mm-hmm.
You lift up, and you got them. And they've been fighting pretty good because that water's finally cooled down.
Is it actually a spider mimic?
No. It's kind of, that's a misnomer with the bug. But it's a name that it's gotten, and there's a million different designs, kind of like the midge and the chronomid. And it's I usually just like to do black with a little red or brass wire and a little bit of partridge up front, and they really seem to be a sucker for that thing. It kind of breathes well as you strip it through the water. That soft tackle will kind of move in the water really well.
Hmm, cool.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, that brings up another thing is if you're waiting for a certain type of fishery to open, you could tie some flies.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I mean, by the time we get the steelhead fishery underway, we're going to be deep into the summer Chinook. Are starting to spawn too.
Yeah.
So it's going to be glow bug city or eggs. And usually a lot of the time people will couple up the egg with a stone fly, whether to get it down or, you know, also a lot of the time I get a lot of my fish on the stone too. I'll go on runs there where I get a lot more on the egg during this time. But I'm usually also trying to get the last few weeks of the skate out of it right when Steelhead opens. And skating flies, you got to have water that's usually above 52, 53. Like my friend Greg was saying the other day, and I think it was pretty true, is you know, 53 seems to be a pretty golden number. That temperature of water, the fish are going to be a little bit friskier. And
what has it been lately?
You know, it's, well, I haven't been out on the river, but when we were testing it on the last days of the trout fishery, it was hitting 53, and man, it was great right around there. Mm-hmm. And that's always kind of been the case. You know, 55 is where they're really going for the, that's usually like the golden number that people give you for surface feeding. But definitely 53, the day we were watching the fish and the clock and the temperature too. It was about 10 o'clock. It was about 53 and fish just started going off for us too.
Well, I guess I'm going to ask you this. I kind of know the answer, but you always carry a thermometer.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many times do you take the temperature?
Oh, I might do it, you know, at least once or twice a day, maybe three or four times a day, you know, kind of throughout the day.
But it's valuable information.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can know what to put on your rig if you just check the temp, you know. I mean, not only just looking at the sun or just kind of feeling what it feels like to you, but just put that thermometer down and put it down in the flow. You know, you got to get it down there, stick your arm in there and get it down by the bottom in at least like 2 or 3 feet of water and where it's flowing, because the top of those back eddies are going to be significantly warmer. So you want to get it out there where it's flowing, where that water is turning over and fresh, and you'll get an accurate number there.
And all this goes into being successful. I mean, this is all part of the information.
Yeah, you look at all these things when they're corresponding, not only like times of the year when the certain bugs are out there, the hatches that you're used to going after, but those exact conditions that those fish like, for sure. And you know, that definitely pays off. I remember when I was first working at the hatchery up there on Wolf Creek, I would just look at the computer and I would wait for that temperature to hit that golden number. And I would be like, oh, that's the time of the day. And so that's when I would go out and I would go fishing. You know, I would be like, okay, you want to be out there at that time of the day.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it gets a little easier for sure when you learn those golden rules or those habits of those fish at those times.
Well, this would be the perfect segue into... Mm-hmm. This is just part of what goes into deciding what to do, where to go, how to fish it.
Uh-huh.
And then I would go, well, how would you do that, you know, to get a guide? But there's something else I want before I pitch you the last ball of the game here. Is season still opening on the 15th?
Looks like it. Thursday the 15th. Okay. I've kind of double-checked with the guys there, and it sounds like they're holding to that number as long as the fish keep doing what they're doing.
Okay, so that's what it was initially. Yeah. Looks like it's holding.
Yeah.
All right, so now, if a person did want to learn some of the things that it takes to hook fish, how would they get hold of you?
Well, you know, you can get a hold of me directly via email at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com. You can call me at 509-429-7298. And you might want to do it kind of quick, because this month for me is mostly filling up. But it looks like Sarah's still with me for a few more trips. And, you know, I've got a couple more spaces maybe open there too. But you definitely don't want to wait, because it's getting busy. You know, Steelhead is kind of the crazy season.
Yeah.
So I hope everybody's going to be nice to each other out there and have a good time. Definitely give me a call and we'll do our best to get you out there. Oh, and I wanted to lay on that small redaction. Do we have a second for that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, I never like to leave one of these stones unturned when it comes to a goof up. It reminds me of like that car show where the it was like the language police would call in and tell them what they said wrong, or some grammar police. That's what it was, the click and clack guys. But and I'm just as bummed out, too, to have to give this redaction as to have to say I didn't catch my first Dolly Varden on Skagit, it sounds like. My good friends Michael and John down there at the hatchery were good enough to tell me that it sounds like they are only, the Dolly Vardens are in the Skagit River system, as I had read, but only up above high. the Ross Lake Dam there. So they're in the small tributaries up above. It looks like I was just seeing a different bull trout and add a little wishful thinking to it. And you know, it looks like I caught my first Skagit River bull trout, but I still need to go over there and get my first Dolly. I mean, you know, I was only after a Humpy, which most people don't even go after.
I was going to say, it sounded like a logical conclusion to me.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? I tried to know everything, but but you know, I'm only human.
Be humble, man. Yeah, be humble. Yeah. It's the only thing to do.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, everybody have a good fall and let's look forward to it. It's coming right up on the 15th, Thursday, the 15th. Steelhead hopefully will be opening. If it's anything different, we will let you know, or you just check out flyfishersproshop.com and there you'll see our blog or be able to catch our podcast. And hey, till then, get your fish on.
Pipes, if you got good bait, here a little tip that I'm about to relate. I said, man, the fish pipe, if you got good bait, I'm gonna fish it. My mama gonna fish it, baby gonna fish it too.